Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. One of the most underrated comedic geniuses of the 21st century, in my opinion, is Armando Iannucci. A lot of his work focuses on political satire, and I personally think he's the best at it. His take on the British government is seen in the show The Thick of It. His take on the American government is in the show Veep, and the take on the relations between both nations are in the film In the Loop. But my favorite work of Iannucci's is his take on the Russian government. The Death of Stalin is a 2017 comedy film directed and written by Iannucci along with Ian Martin and David Schneider, based on a graphic novel of the same name. It chronicles the events that take place during and immediately after the death of Joseph Stalin in 1953. I saw The Death of Stalin when it first came into theaters, and walking out of it, I knew it was one of the funniest films I've ever seen. Like most of Iannucci's work, it is written very well and performed even better than you'd think. The Death of Stalin is a film filled with an all-star cast, from new comedic faces to some old ones, and with the brilliant script, they perform it very dry. Lest we forget, this is the height of Soviet Russia, so everyone's scared to even say their own opinion. Except for who's in power, of course. And even then, they'd say pretty much the opposite of what you'd think they say. Even Stalin's committee can't figure out whether to get a doctor for him or not because they locked up all the good ones, meaning they'd have to hire a bad one. And amidst all this arguing, you suddenly realize, wait a second, nobody's speaking in a Russian accent. Iannucci's from Scotland, so most of the cast speaks in accents from the UK. In fact, none of the actors are Russian, least of all Steve Buscemi, who plays Nikita Khrushchev. So when there's a serious scene going on of the fate of the Russian government, it's immediately made funnier by the fact that the villainous character sounds just like Steve Buscemi. I'm also a big fan of Rupert Friend and Andrea Riseborough, who plays Stalin's children in this film. And despite being a drunken son and a grieving daughter, they are two of the best performances in the movie. I especially love the scene when they interrupt Stalin's autopsy. But the real drama is not around them, it's around the parasites who make up Stalin's inner circle. The meat of the movie focuses on them each trying to get a little sliver of Stalin's power, with the conflict mainly between Khrushchev and Lavrentiy Beria, played by Simon Russell Beale, while Stalin's role is taken over by the easily swayed Malenkov, played by Jeffrey Tambor, while portraying everyone else as blindly following with no real motivation. Take Molotov, played in this film by Sir Michael Palin. He does everything Stalin says, even agreeing to have his wife be locked up for conspiracy, and was even going to be locked up himself until Stalin died. And despite being betrayed, and despite getting his wife back, he seemingly can't operate without someone telling him what to do. He'll even throw his wife back under the bus as a way to secure Stalin's legacy. It's blind worship over someone who is still causing trouble beyond the grave. And while the film is seemingly about what happened after Stalin dies, it is by no means biographical, and the portrayals of all of these real-life people are just humorous looks on them, and I like it that way. It doesn't try to be a retelling. It's a comedy, after all. The Death of Stalin is not a film to take seriously. It doesn't even take itself seriously. Well, unless you were to read between the lines. The thing with Iannucci and his political satire is that he always portrays all the people in charge as a mixture of conniving, brutal, and idiotic. In any of the stuff he makes, there is almost not a single person who is honest or competent at all. And if there are, they don't appear for that long. It is unbelievably funny, sure, but whether unintentionally or not, it leaves a weight on the brain, making it scary to think that the characters in his work could be allegories for current politicians running actual governments. The Death of Stalin is a film that, while highly praised by many and even premiered at the Toronto Film Festival, received almost no recognition whatsoever. The reaction from Russia itself was expected and has since been banned in the country along with a few of its neighbors. And yes, the film is filled with many inaccuracies. Iannucci said in response that it's not a true story. It's fiction to portray the anxiety that must have occurred every day during that time. Fiction inspired by truth is the words he used. Still, the film was nominated for 2 BAFTAs and 12 British Independent Film Awards, winning 4 of those. For the history buffs out there, you probably won't like the film, but for those who want a good laugh at a bygone era, go ahead and watch The Death of Stalin. You can watch it for free on Tubi, Pluto TV, and the Roku channel, with a subscription to Hulu, or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you all next time.